Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I just told Chris Dembig I watched the first episode of White Lotus yesterday, season 3.
Me too.
What'd you think?
I'm in.
I was disappointed.
Really?
I didn't think any or hardly anything happened at all, really.
No boobies?
No.
No, it was the, that's why.
It was the
You're so shallow. Because that show, if memory serves, and it's not a show that I watch, so I may be talking out my butthole here, but I know in the first season, all you two could talk about was boobies, boobies, boobies on parade.
All right. That's fair enough.
So they draw you in, like every other HBO show in creation,
in
boobies, boobies, boobies.
That was Maui, season 1. Right.
And then they moved to...
Well, in the second season, they went to Italy. Also, some really good sex scenes.
Yeah.
Early.
That's how they get you, and you're hooked. So Biggie's in, and then they just gradually taper off.
Well, this year was, so far, all we've seen is a nearly naked, well, a completely naked Patrick Schwarzenegger. You remember Arnold Schwarzenegger saw it on the red carpet at the premiere and said he wasn't expecting it. And Patrick Schwarzenegger, his son, is naked. Backside only, but nearly all the way, you know.
You do get a glance of his dong, though.
Is he wearing a sock?
I didn't even see his dong.
No, they said it was all him, apparently.
Yeah. Old Patrick?
Well, Arnold said, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? I don't do a Schwarzenegger impression, but he's like,
I'm not surprised he took his clothing off in the set.
Didn't have any problem.
It's not encouragement.
Didn't have
He's been doing that for years. Whether it was in the script or not.
Yeah, they loved it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Schwarzenegger said,
This is how I answered the door when they knock on my trailer.
Oh, yeah. And Schwarzenegger said, the ladies are going to love this. They get to see Patrick completely nude. But it's a weird family dynamic with that crew.
Yeah, there's a
It's weird.
Yeah, it did a lot. You're right. It set up basically everybody. Well,
I have no problem with the first episode not being to my liking because I think they're just setting up are the people on there. Well, the show is about a fictional hotel called White Lotus. Each season is taking place in a different place. This time it's in Thailand. And
they're already guessing that Thailand tourism to that part of the world will increase.
Yeah, it always does wherever they set it. Now, these and then the different families come in and you sort of see their backstory and they all intermingle while they're there staying at the hotel. But they have a weird relationship. Now, interestingly, they're from our area. They're from Durham, North Carolina. And
the main family?
There's like four main families. One of them. And it's a really rich family with a mom and dad, and Patrick Schwarzenegger is one of the kids.
Oh.
All right. So, and there are two other kids. And the woman, the mother, this also turned me off. She did like a southern accent, and she didn't sound like she was from here. You know, she was sort of faking it. You know, mm-hmm. It was a fake southern accent. She's like, he went to Duke, and I went to Chapel Hill, and, you know, Grayson over here is choosing between one or the other. And the dad's like, he's got to go to Duke. She goes, he's going to Chapel Hill. And it's like, all right.
They should have called you on the set to do your southern girl.
Well, exactly.
My God.
If they need southern girl, if they needed somebody, you like could be voice like, training.
Yeah. Vocal coach.
Exactly. I should have been in Thailand vocal coaching this woman. And it took me out of it.
Oh, my God. As soon as I saw a cupcake.
Well, and, the guy that plays the father is actually British, I believe.
Is he?
Yeah. Okay, so I think that.
So I paused it on the first scene and I said, they ain't from North Carolina. You can see they don't talk.
That's the wrong dialect.
That's the wrong dialect entirely. Mm-hmm. And the woman, especially, is really over the top. I mean, it's. Yeah. You know, real Southern belle. She goes, we're from Carolina. It's like, all right, we don't call it Carolina. We call it, you know, North Carolina. It just, it got to me. And so I did not love it. But I know I will like it. They always draw me in.
Is this a watch alone or watch with wife?
Wife. She loves it. We're both big fans of that show. It's good. It always starts with something at the beginning, like a murder or something. And you don't know who's killed or how it's done. And then it'll say 1 week earlier. And that's when they all arrive, you know.
Oh.
They set it up good with that.
They did. That was well done. It's like a shooter on the property. You hear a gun firing and everybody's like, oh, my God, what's going on? And then it goes 1 week earlier when all the families arrive. And it does make me want to go to Thailand. I mean, well.
If you can drive.
Yeah. Only. And I say that, but when I see it, I just don't want to be that far from home. I said,
I'm from Carolina.
That's too far. I said, everybody's too far. That's too far away. I said to my wife, we can't go there.
No, it's too far from that's Durham.
Too far from Durham. We can't be. I can't go all that way. Yeah. There's
And the dad gets a phone call, not to do too many spoilers here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did think of Chris Kelly that one day you'll get that call.
It was from the
call.
Well, it was from the Wall Street Journal. And they said, we're doing a report on somebody you worked with. And he goes, I worked with him 5 years ago. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you know that he invested in the ba-ba-ba in Brunei? Well, the answer is so Chris Kelly, too. Well, I know he went to Brunei. Knowing full well you gave him money to invest.
And then, so we got some corruption
clearly
to be uncovered.
I mean, his eyes are darting back and forth like mine do.
Yeah.
And then he hangs up the phone. He's like, damn it. They're investigating, yeah. And he's going to get, I think he's going to lose all his money while he's in Thailand, you know, with his family.
Yeah.
And it's not to give too much away, but it's a very weird dynamic between brothers. Like Patrick Schwarzenegger and his brother, it's kind of like they're,
it's
very sexual.
Yeah, you know? It's like a weird, Patrick Schwarzenegger plays like the brother who's cool.
Yeah.
Like he's immediately, once they're there, he's like, yeah, I'm getting some poon while I'm here.
Oh, he's
how old is Mr. Schwarzenegger roughly?
25?
Yeah, probably.
I'm guessing. Yeah. But I think he's playing like 22 and his brother's more like 17.
Yeah. And his younger brother's kind of like, you can tell he's trying to like, he kind of looks up at him. Mm-hmm. But there is this weird kind of like, he's staring at his brother naked.
Yeah. It's weird.
You're kind of like, what's going on there?
I said to my, we don't do that in Carolina.
Come on.
They're going to give us some pants on.
Not going to do that. Put your pants on. You know, they have to
parading
share.
Parading around here in your birthday suit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like they share a room together. And
well, that's not uncommon for brothers.
But they're like talking while they're in beds next to each other. And Schwarzenegger says, big question is, how am I going to jerk off the whole time with you in the bath in the bedroom? And the kid just looks at him like, I don't know. And he goes, I'll just go to the bathroom. He gets up. He's completely naked, carrying his iPad, going to the bathroom, like looking back over his shoulder like, come here.
Yeah.
And I said, they're from Carolina. We're not going. And I said, he's not Chapel Hill material. You can go on and go to Duke. Go to Duke if you want to. You know, I didn't care one thing about that.
I told him.
Do they have any gear from the schools? Because you're wearing
your North Carolina gear right now. But they talk about it immediately. They're all like, the mom's for Chapel Hill and the dad's for Duke.
And the mom's all pilled up.
Big time.
I mean, they did not make.
They didn't make us look good.
She's Xanax?
Well, she came through. I just took a little, what is it?
Lazepam.
I just took some of Lazepam. Take the edge off. And the husband's like, good.
Well, because she comes in, she's like, I got my second win. And he's like,
and then she's so pilled up, she fell asleep at dinner. And like, mom,
facing food,
shake her awake.
They've done that a few times.
This does not represent our state.
Was this dinner like in the restaurant with a lot of people watching?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's not like in their room.
No, they're out of the dining room.
The whole deal was, when you go to this place, it's supposed to be like a wellness resort.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not supposed to have their phones at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the one lady tries to take them. She's like, we put all the phones in this bag. And the family's like, no, you won't.
No.
So the dad's like using the phone. They're breaking all the rules, basically, because they're rich.
Yeah.
You know, they think.
That's right.
You know, because he says finally, he's like, we're not here for wellness. We're here to have fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're keeping our phones. My son's going to jerk off with his iPad.
And he did.
Yeah.
There's some strange homoerotic tones with the brother.
Big time.
That's why we're here.
Big time.
Yeah.
She's here to mix a lot of tropical fruit drinks with her prescription meds.
I just said, we don't jerk off in front of our brothers in Carolina.
And come on.
Well, we're not going to do that.
And I'll tell you, if we're going to Carolina and Duke, none of them seem real bright.
Right, they're dumb. They're all dumb. That's what
Well, he's a legacy.
Well, I didn't like that. That's why I turned. It's probably the wrong opinion, because right there I was turned off because they made us look so stupid.
Well, because one worker says, like, we're going to do a biometric test tomorrow on you to see, you know, kind of your.
Yes.
See where your wellness is. Yeah. And she's like, a test?
I can't take a test.
Is it hard?
That one too. I turned to my wife like, you went to Carolina, you should be upset by this. And I couldn't even get into Carolina.
No.
How does that make me feel? You know, I couldn't get in there. And she's like, I can't take no tests. Like, all right, you went to Chapel Hill. Come on. Biggie's right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
It's a good dynamic of old and young, though, because you have the old father who, when she comes in, is like, second win. He's like, oh God.
Right
And then you have the young son who's like, look, I'm going to have to beat off all the time. There's so much. I can't even be around these hot women, and all I'm thinking about is sex, right. So I'm going to have to beat off constantly.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And I'm like, man, what a dichotomy of...
Totally.
It's, it seems like they're setting him up for some sort of incident with a masseuse.
Something's going to happen with him. He's like, and he came on to women.
Yeah.
This Patrick Schwarzenegger, and they didn't want anything to do with him, even though he's good looking and they were good looking.
Or is he masking his gayness? Who knows?
Could be that.
True. Yeah,
could be that.
There is.
I like this storyline.
There is a group of women there at the resort. It's three older women.
Friends.
All friends from high school.
And they grew up together, but one is now a famous actress.
She's like a TV show actress.
Yes.
And I think to the level where some people recognize her, but many don't. They're like, are you on TV?
Well, because the son says, Patrick Schwarzenegger says to her, hey.
Wait a minute. You're on TV.
Are you Mariska Hargitay?
Exactly.
That's it. About that level, maybe a little less.
Hit now, show, but not everybody watches. Right.
Now. I love that we're talking about this. I really related to this as well. I related to two storylines. The dumb people from Carolina.
Yes.
Obviously.
Obvi.
Now.
Because you got waitlisted.
That's right. I can't even
at the actual school.
I couldn't even get into that school.
I got waitlisted, y'all.
Waitlisted. And then three women who were friends from high school, and I know how this is. One is a TV celebrity, okay, and very attractive. The second is attractive also, not quite as, and it becomes known that she's married to somebody who does great things and is really rich and, you know, she can give back and she's very successful. And she makes that known during the broadcast. The third, they just look at her and go, man, you must work hard because she's like beaten up by life. Mm-hmm. You can tell. And by the end, she sees the other two and she starts crying. That's how I feel when I'm out with, like, Chris Dimmitt and our other friends. I go back later. Like, when we go on our beach trips, I'll just stare down from the balcony and start crying.
Yeah. And what's great about them is it shows the true meaning of friendship, which is they're all fake nice to each other.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, but you should be so proud of what you've done. Mm-hmm. You're a career woman. Oh, but you're a hit actress. Oh. And clearly they're all jealous of each other's lifestyle.
But the third one is being left out of that. She has a
darker story that we haven't heard of.
Probably.
Tying jail.
There's always something.
And she's draining a lot of wine, which I also am close to that situation as well.
Yeah.
She's drinking a lot of wine.
Relatable.
Story's real relatable. That's true.
I'm going to need a lorazepam. She just pops in every 3 minutes with some line about pills.
That's right. This is our review of the first episode of White Lotus. Mm-hmm. It reminded me, you know how upset I was in the series finale of Sex and the City? I almost didn't go back to the reboot. And the reason was...
I'm trying to block it out, frankly.
One of the women, Charlotte, was going to adopt a baby. And a woman who was giving birth and giving the baby up for adoption was from Charlotte and traveled to New York to meet with Charlotte, the character. And she said, I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I said to my wife, we do not talk. That's not the way we talk.
Incorrect.
You know, and by the end of the episode, she had decided she wasn't going to give the baby up for adoption. She was going to keep the baby. And the character said, why did you put us through this? Why did you come to New York? She goes, we wanted a free trip to New York. And I said, that makes us look bad yet again. Mm-hmm. That is not what we sound like.
Although I would have done the exact same thing.
We're mercenary, but we're not that dumb.
Yeah. Really, that's thinking out of the box. Y'all want this baby? We are going to see Times Square.
Is that Wicked playing?